see Zendaya like you've never seen her before.
From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court.
For more than a decade, she has had former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell.
It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules.
See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokers Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Okay. It feels a little like the pods, really.
I was going to say.
Yeah. You should be right. You should be right at home.
Yeah.
Enclosed walls, no windows.
I know, right?
You're very comfortable.
Audio right there.
This is a little bit like the acoustics were.
This is what it sounds like, Emma.
Oh, my God.
We're... Now just close your eyes. It's like you're in a pod.
Lee, have you been in a pod this whole time?
I would have found you no matter what.
Welcome to Here to Make Friends, a HuffPost podcast about the Bachelor franchise, where we lovingly snark on The Bachelor and Bachelor-adjacent shows.
Whether you love The Bachelor or love to hate it, we're here to break down every delicious moment with you.
I'm Emma Gray.
And I'm Lee Blickley.
Every day that we've spent together has been a blessing to me. There's so much I love about you.
I've never had a man love me as purely and selflessly as you have. Emma, reliving these vows has me verklempt. It's truly a love story for the decades.
Truly. And lucky us, we actually got to have the happy couple in question, Cameron Hamilton and Lauren Speed of Netflix's Love is Blind, in studio with us, in a pod, which is our podcast studio, on a pod, which is our podcast.
A pod in a pod.
A pod in a pod. And they were...
We were all in a pod. It was
they
great.
They were just as delightful as you would expect.
And you know what was great was when you watch people on TV, you never know what they're going to be like in person. You have your expectations up pretty high. They are exactly what I thought they'd be. Exactly who we saw on our screens. And they truly love each other. And you can see that and feel it in the pod.
You can feel it. And we hope you enjoy our interview with them because we had a blast. Well, we are so excited to be here today with Cameron and Lauren.
We're so excited to be here.
Couple of the century.
Couple of the century.
Oh, gosh. Blushing over
so
here.
Sweet.
How has it been just getting all of this amazing feedback and love from people who have binge-watched Love is Blind?
Oh, man. It's really super amazing, especially because for Cameron and I, like, we took this super seriously. Like, this is our life. We were both very vulnerable. And that's scary, you know, especially if you're being vulnerable in front of the world, right? So we're so, like, really, I want to say honored that the world not only like can identify with our story and relate, but that they appreciate it. Like, we're so happy to see somebody or two people that are just being themselves and watch you guys fall in love and be authentic to that experience. And just getting so much love and support from that is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we were very captivated by the show and definitely rooting for you guys. So
Thank you so much.
Lovely to see it in person.
Yeah.
How did you both end up being cast on the show in the first place?
Yeah, it was this kind of hand of God moment where the casting reached out to me and said someone recommended me to them. Ooh. I don't know who to this day.
Really? Still strange. Yeah.
And I've tried to find out, but they reached out. We went through this kind of long casting process, very rigorous, you know, psych eval was involved, different questionnaires like they do on Married at First Sight. So it was very rigorous and Lauren had her own story.
I mean, mine's is pretty much the same. I had a casting agent reach out through online. And basically, they were like, would you be interested in this show? Like, because I probably had hashtag single and lonely or something. I don't know how they found me, but they did. And so, you know, I was like, that seems kind of cool. So I just kind of went with it. And the rest is history.
Yeah. How was the show pitched to you? What was the original idea?
Well, they were just like, OK, so it's a dating show, but there's a spin.
Right.
You know, you're going to date someone but not see them so that you can build these connections, you know, outside of just what someone looks like. But if you make a connection, then you could get engaged and possibly married. I was like, whoa, that's a whole lot. And one,
couldn't believe it, really.
Right,
I remember that day talking to that casting person, you know, laying on the bed listening. I'm like, who would be crazy enough
to get married through a
propose
wall,
through a like, wall what? And get engaged? So
heck no.
So you were a little skeptical going into the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely open to it just because I was at a point in my dating life where it kind of sucked. Okay, let's be honest.
Right.
So I was just like, I mean, what do I have to lose? Go there and meet somebody great, like, you know. So, and plus my mom, she was kind of putting the pressure on me. Like, you're getting old, Lauren. I mean, what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, we were skeptical, but we went into it with an open mind.
Yeah.
You know, that, well, let's just see what happens. And at first, it felt a little bit artificial. But I think once Lauren and I met each other and we had this first initial conversation about family, the reality of it struck immediately. And then we really started taking it very seriously.
Yeah.
You saw that right away, the connection between you two.
Yeah.
You were one of the first that kind of found that. Can you explain the structure of the pods and how much, you know, time you actually got together to talk?
Yeah.
How many times per day?
Sure.
And like, was it kind of whittled down as time went on?
Yeah, it was.
Absolutely.
So we started off with 15 on each side, girls and guys. And, you know, the pods are like these mystical meditation chambers, as we like to call them. So the more people that were there, you get less time dating. But as it whittled down, if you didn't make a connection with someone, then, of course, you know, that was that. But we would have these ranking lists. So you would just say your top five, like out of all of the people that you dated that would match up, like, okay, these two made a connection. These two made a connection.
Right.
That's how it would go on. And, you know, like, Cameron was always my top.
Yeah, we were number one on each other's list every day.
Yeah, but as time went on, we would have longer dates, even up to 4 hours.
Yeah.
You know, and we're talking about multiple dates a day. So it would be times when we would be like 16-hour days, like dating.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so because the pacing, just because we only see the pods
watching
the show for like an episode and a half,
just like,
it was hard to tell.
They fell in love after like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, they just had three conversations. Now there's a proposal. Wait.
There was a lot of dating that went on.
And a lot of depth, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was going to ask, like, what are some conversations that maybe, you know, couldn't make it into the narrative that we got to see as viewers, but that you had that you wish people had gotten to see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about, you know, how we would raise kids together and sort of have similar family values.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about spirituality. We
family
talked
life,
about family life,
political views,
finances,
all the stuff you don't talk about on a first date.
Yeah.
And honestly, all the things that I would love to see more of on reality TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just a matter of time, really. But there was a lot of complexity to our relationship that, you know, there just wasn't enough time to show it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know on the reunion show that you guys kind of talked about how you also had relationships with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anyone for you guys each that stood out that you also kind of built a connection with?
Well, I've definitely made friendship connections. I feel like romantically, honestly, it was just Cam. Like, I dated Mark. And I also dated Damien. I feel like those were like my top three all the time. I would just, but you know, with Mark and Damien, it just started to become like a brother sister thing. Like, I would literally talk about Cameron on our dates. Like, Cameron's so great, Mark. He's like, okay, yeah. Not like Jessica or whatever. So it just, you know, it's such an emotional thing that you make connections with people outside of it just being romantic. It's like, man, I connect with you as a friend. Like, I could just talk to you. It's so easy. It's effortless. So
that was kind of one of the unexpected things. Was
the friendships
that got formed. It was funny because my mom had said to me, oh, maybe you'll make some nice guy friends. And I'm like, that's not the point of this. but that was true. I did make some good friends. You know, I talked to Mark all the time, talked to him on the way over here.
Mm-hmm.
Damien, I talked to him a lot as well. So and Barnett sometimes too. you know?
Yeah. And Rory, I feel like Rory was like always cheering on everybody on the guy side.
Yeah, he's a supportive guy, but he had his own love story too that just wasn't enough time to show that either. I mean, mm-hmm. I think more people found a connection than anyone was anticipating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seemed to be way more effective than it would be.
Right.
When you first saw each other, what was that moment like? And did anything really surprise you about the way you each looked?
Well, I was a nervous wreck just because I'm just like, okay, this is going to be my fiance. First off, I'm thinking like, what if he doesn't like what I look like?
Come on.
I mean, but that's a real thing. I mean, just because.
You cannot look at this gorgeous woman.
I mean, said no one
everyone's
ever.
Taste is different, though. You know, who knows? But when I saw him, I was just like, oh, he's so cute. He looks like a prince. Like, when I say he looks like Prince Charming to me, like, literally, that's what I felt. And it wasn't even just about how he physically looked. It was just like, man, he has all the qualities that I wanted in my husband. So to me, that's like my Prince Charming, like. How did you get so perfect? And it was just like unreal. So
yeah, it was a very surreal moment. Like I felt like I couldn't really even trust my eyes at that moment.
Oh yeah, his eyes were wondering.
That's true.
I'm sure the sweat was just pouring down. Oh, I would be so nervous.
Yeah, I know. Oh yeah, it was a wreck.
Yeah, I was even like, you know, because we're waiting in front of those reveal doors to open for some time. And so
how long?
Could have been an eternity.
I
or
feel like
two
they stretched
seconds,
it out.
I don't know.
2,000 years.
Yeah,
waiting. They need to make you properly like anxious.
I know.
Oh, they did that.
They did that.
They did that. Yeah, I was like standing there, just like kind of chanting her name. I don't know why.
But
at the time, it
you
made
were?
Sense. Well, because I was like gonna, as you saw, re-propose to Lauren, mm-hmm. now that she could see me.
Aww.
So I wanted to be like, I don't know.
Lauren.
I was just saying like Lauren Michelle Speed, Lauren Michelle Speed.
Oh, Cameron. You never told me
I never
me
told
that.
You that.
That's cute,
that's really
babe.
That is adorable.
You're
it's
too
also season
cute.
One, so you don't even know. Like you could open the doors and be like, this was a joke.
Right.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, we
no
talked about that
works.
A little
right.
bit, like amongst the guys.
Yeah.
Like, maybe the people on the other side, we won't be attracted to.
Yeah.
You know, it's a risk that we all kind of took. But
right.
Did you guys get engaged earlier than other people or did all the engagements happen at the same time?
That's a good question. I know that for us, we were the first ones. And after that, I feel like everything's kind of a blur.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was like a year and a half ago. But
right.
I feel like after it was done, we were kind of like whisked away.
We were, yeah.
So...
So you left the group once the proposal happened?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was wondering that.
We
did you guys go
away
back?
From the house, yes.
The facility.
We transcended
right.
to
the
our
facility.
Next, yeah.
Yeah, and what was it like kind of, you know, now you guys got to know each other in the pods, you met mm-hmm. in person, you're re-engaged, and then you're whisked off to a vacation.
Yeah.
What was the vibe like that first night when you guys were together in person trying to figure out your
right.
connection?
I mean, like I said on the show, it was like waking up from a dream to a dream.
Ow.
And I mean, that sounds corny, but it's true. I really like couldn't believe it. I was like trying to process it.
Yeah, we literally, I feel like, couldn't keep our hands off each other. And I'm awkward anyway. So, like, when I've seen comments where people are like, Lauren is so awkward, like, around camera. It's like, no, I'm just awkward in general. So, but, we couldn't keep our hands off each other because that was our first time.
Right.
You know, we've built this connection and we've talked, we've had all these deep conversations. And it's like, I already love you and now I'm meeting you for the first time and I'm able to touch you and rub your skin and hold your face and look into your eyes. So we were just like head over heels. Yeah, it was amazing.
And what was the process like of actually then combining, you know, belongings and moving into an apartment together?
Yeah, right. For me, it was kind of a struggle at first. I'm not going to lie because... I mean, at that point in my life, I was kind of a hermit. You know, I was independent. I enjoyed my own space. I had my own business. So, and I hadn't, I mean, you know, my dating life wasn't really that good. So I was kind of used to being by myself. So having to like move in with someone, I've never lived with a man before. I mean, besides like my family, you know, so like having to share a space and, you know, just being there with each other all the time was something I had to get used to. And Cameron is very affectionate with which I appreciate, you know, but I had to learn how to be, I guess, comfortable with yeah. sharing that space, because that was different for me. So it was definitely a transition. Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't want to push too hard for her to move in. And I knew how much her space really meant to her. Mm-hmm. So it was tough, too, because I was really excited for her to move in. But I didn't want to force anything.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like when you're set in your ways, because I'm in my 30s, so it's like, you know, I'm set in my ways.
I'm in my 30s. I live
home
again.
It's just like okay, let's see how this goes. Yeah. So that's kind of where I was. But of course, it worked out fine. Cameron was super patient with me. He's like, you know, take your time. It's all good. I know when you need space, let me know. So it was good. We definitely got through it.
Yeah. I remember when you were, I think, on Cameron. Well, it's now your house, I'm assuming.
Yes, it is.
Outside on the deck. And you said, but can I keep my apartment?
Oh, yeah. I did. Because, like, that was scary to me. Like, wait, I have to get rid of my place.
Like,
and
my safe
move in.
Space.
Yeah. Like I said on the show, like, that's my sanctuary. I'm a loner. Like, I love being in my space, having my music, like, just being weird, whatever. And so, like, the thought of that was like terrifying to me, because I was like, oh my God, this is a complete change. In a way, I felt like I was going to be uprooted, even though that's not necessarily the truth. It's kind of like I was growing. I wasn't being uprooted, right? But, you know, I ended up getting rid of my place, of course. I kept it for 3 months after we got married, because I still needed that. I needed that transition. I couldn't just go cold turkey. Like, that's a lot for me.
Right.
And Cameron was super supportive with that, too. So it was great.
Yeah. You know, one thing I learned was that when I'm able to give her space, she just feels happier. And I mean, it's not like it's something that she needs all the time. But I learned that just giving her that space is kind of like how she recharges her battery, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I mean, of course, we, like any married couple, you know, continually building our relationship. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was one thing that I had to learn pretty quickly. And I'm thankful that I did.
Yeah, and you had that beautiful house. So
there's
plenty of space.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
Exactly.
I was like,
exactly.
Cameron.
And she decorated it too. You
oh,
know?
Yeah. Oh, so it looks better.
Yeah, on the show, it's just so barren and, you know.
Well, you're a bachelor, you know.
Right.
And I'm like, this big old house.
Yeah, you're like, start getting some good home decor over here.
Right.
We need some rugs, some lamps.
But that's nice, because it makes you feel like it's your home too.
Like it's a home. Right.
Much more home now.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, more with Cameron and Lauren. If you, like the two of us, are just always desperate to bring more coziness into your life, may we suggest Barefoot Dreams, especially now because the brand is celebrating their 30th anniversary.
With those 30 years of coziness, Barefoot Dreams celebrates being the originators of everyone's favorite luxe home blanket.
I mean, there's a reason why Barefoot Dreams has been on Oprah's favorite things list 6 times.
If there's anything I trust more than Oprah's favorite things list, it's 6 of Oprah's favorite things list. I mean, come on. Dressing head to toe in Barefoot Dreams is the key to comfort, as their collection of ultra soft robes, loungewear, and accessories are made with premium materials.
And their products make perfect gifts, too.
I'm a huge fan of just swaddling myself in a big cozy robe. So I know, Emma, I'm very excited for the Barefoot Dreams robe that is heading my way right now. I was so excited to pick it out, and I'm so excited to try it on. Like, the perfect cozy robe.
I'm so excited, too.
Oh, my God. It's going to change my life, I think.
We'll just be swaddling ourselves in coziness 100% of the time. And I think we can all agree that, like, that is the lifestyle which we deserve and to which we aspire. Thank you, Barefoot Dreams.
For Love to See It with Emma and Claire listeners, you can get 15% off your first purchase at barefootdreams.com with the code LTSI15.
Don't miss out on Barefoot Dreams' soft, soothing fabrics that will bring luxury to your life. Okay, so you got engaged. Congrats. Now you may be wondering what comes next.
If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola.
With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue, to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually even enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go, or, you know, from your couch, which is certainly how, if I was planning a wedding, I would definitely want to do it as loungily as possible.
So important.
I also just know myself. I know that planning any kind of event, like even a birthday party, can get very stressful. And so it's been really cool to see friends use Zola. It really seems to make everything a lot less stressful. And as a frequent wedding attender, I love to be able to hop on that Zola registry and just purchase a gift. Easy peasy. I know I've done it. I won't forget. Thank you, Zola.
Yeah, everything's all in the same place. It's perfect. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
And you can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week.
Eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Just heat and savor the good stuff.
Plus, you can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. And you can pause or reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
They're celebrating Earth Day all month long at Factor. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Especially since I've been back from my travels, I've gotten really out of practice with my normal meal prep. And so Factor has been really helping me kind of bridge that gap, know that I have healthy, whole meals in my fridge, ready to eat when I need them.
Head to factormeals.com/LTSI50 and use code LTSI50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month.
That's code LTSI50 at factormeals.com/LTSI50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Let me set the scene. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at actually unbeatable prices.
I love it.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. We truly love to see it.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I love Quince, and I actually have a couple recent Quince purchases that I'm really excited about. I just ordered the Glow Boho hoops to have like kind of a chunkier version of my usual gold hoops to wear, like maybe on a date night or something. And they are beautiful. They're everything I dreamed of.
Indulge in affordable luxury.
Go to quince.com/LTSI for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/LTSI to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/LTSI.
Anyone who's been listening to this podcast for a while or even not that long knows that we love Article. I mean, honestly, I'm looking around my home right now. Coffee tables from Article. That lovely chair out on my deck, Article. Our big console, Article. My bed frame, Article. This is an Article household.
It is. And it's, I mean, it was an inspiration to me. We finally got our first Article piece of furniture recently, our new couch. And my husband and I are both constantly just like, how did we live before this couch? This is such an improvement over what we had before. It's so comfortable. It just seems to get more comfortable every day. I mean, it's the couch you dream of.
And the reason that we have both been able to find ideal furniture on Article is because Article believes in delightful design for every home.
And thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices, too.
Their curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandi, and boho designs makes furniture shopping simple.
And their team of designers are all about finding that perfect balance between style, quality, and price, because we all want the best of all of those three things united in one piece of furniture, right?
Plus, they're dedicated to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and, you know, looks good doing it.
Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
To claim, visit article.com/LTSI, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout.
That's article.com/LTSI for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
And now back to the show.
And how was it with your friends and family when you guys were like, hey, doing this thing.
Yeah.
See you in a while. Might come back engaged.
Right.
We didn't really tell very many people at all beyond like the judgment aspect of it. Because we had told some people and a lot of people were like, don't do it. You know,
it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. There's a big chance you're going to be humiliated or whatever. And I think that's a perception of reality TV and sometimes for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we came back and we were engaged, I mean, I think it was just like a total disbelief, really. I mean, some people were happy for us, but they just didn't know what to think.
Right.
Yeah.
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 But most, I mean, people were definitely skeptical at first, but I feel like our friends and family trust us and they know that we're both kind of good judges of character. So they're like, if you feel like this, then let's see what happens. You know, well, at least my family and friends for sure. Like they were like, this is crazy, but okay, I support you.
Yeah.
Oh, your parents are my faves.
Oh,
like, oh my
yeah.
God, Papa Speed.
Oh,
true
Papa
stars.
Speed.
Oh, yeah.
I was
I'm going to tell them you guys said that.
Like
yeah.
bawling at your wedding. Like, oh my God.
Oh, girl, I was too. I cannot watch that scene with me and my father without crying
so
every
gorgeous.
Time. Like, if you played it now, I would start crying. Just because, like, me
Do
and
we
my
have
father's.
That?
Oh, God, no crying.
Cue the clip.
I know. Me and my father, we've always been so close. Like, I'm a daddy's girl for sure. And so it really meant a lot to me for him to just embrace us. Like, this is my husband. And I know we met in an odd way.
Yeah.
But, you know, like him grilling Cam, I feel like that's anything that any protective father would do for his
kid. Yeah, I
would
have done the same.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was nerve-wracking for sure. But, I mean, I feel like that's one of the passages to, like, your daughter's, you know, partners. Like, you kind of have to go through that.
Yeah. Yeah. You left the room, too. Was it weird to watch
girl.
You?
I was like, oh, okay, so
I'll let you guys talk.
When you watched it back, were you like, ooh? But I thought it was a great conversation.
Yeah,
it's you guys
like,
got into the, you know.
For sure.
It was a necessary
one.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. I also loved your mom, Cameron.
Oh, yeah.
And she held you up till the end. And I'm like, hey.
I really got a kick out of her being like, you know, if Lauren says no, it wouldn't be that crazy.
Like, that wouldn't be that
I was
nuts.
Like, oh, that's a really like, practical, supportive mom.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Like, I still love you.
Well, you know, she was definitely against me doing the show initially. But then once she met Lauren, I think that kind of flipped. And she saw how happy I was and how much I was in love. And I... You know, one thing I'd always said to her was that my mom was that I would never own a dog or date someone who wanted to have a dog. And then when Lauren and I were in the pods, Lauren made that basically a marriage stipulation.
Yeah, I was like, we have to get a puppy. I was having puppy fever at the time.
So that's how mom knew that, like, this was the one.
You got a dog, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we
what
got
kind
the
of dog
puppy.
Did you get?
It's an Airedale puppy, and he is like a lightning bolt.
Yes.
Yeah. He likes to chew things right now, so we're trying to figure out how
as
to.
As they all do, right?
Yeah.
Destructive, yeah.
Right.
It's a good way to test, though, how you'll be as parents.
Oh,
let
for
me tell
sure.
you.
Let me tell you.
Because I got my
you.
Dog first, and then I have my toddler.
Oh,
wow.
Yay.
It really sets it up, guys.
Yeah. Oh,
did you learn from that? Like,
absolutely.
With the dog?
Well, you also just learn your dynamic of, like, as caretakers.
Yeah, that's true. That's
which,
true.
So it will set you up for that. And
yeah,
I know that you guys named him
patience.
Sparks,
yes,
right?
With the X.
Stop.
Because Sparks,
so
the sparks
are flying.
Fur baby.
Yeah.
I love it.
So on the day of your wedding, did you both go into that day being like, I'm saying yes. I for sure know.
You want to go first?
You know what? For me, it was scary. You know, it was a huge commitment. So it was definitely something that I thought about for a long time. But for the most part, I knew. But, you know, like I said, it's a scary thing. So even as I was in my wedding dress, I'm just like, okay, Lauren, are we really about to do this? I mean, you know, because,
right.
I mean, we're talking lifelong commitment here. But, you know, eventually I got out of my own head and listened to my heart and was like, yeah, we're not messing this up, girl. Mm-hmm.
Well, and one thing we had discussed was that it was a lot of it had to do with the timing of it.
Right, exactly. You know, not Cameron as a person.
It was very fast by most measures, but I mean, you all know that I was going to say yes. I think that was pretty clear.
Yeah, but I was very, like, I communicated everything with Cameron, like, you know, this time constraint, it's fast, you know, this isn't how I necessarily picture my wedding. This is very different. What about my bridal shower? Like, this is going to be it forever, you know, and those are, like, real, like, this isn't how I picture my wedding as a little girl.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, like how it felt to kind of give up some things,
right?
But know that he's the one, so I don't want to miss that shot.
And that was the thing. It's like, okay, Lauren, so you're not having a bridal shower, but you have you can marry the man that you always like. This is your dream husband, like. Okay, I'll go with a dream husband. I can have like a bridal shower later.
I was going to say, just like throw yourself a party.
Exactly, right. So that's, you know, I got out of my head.
Yeah, you're like, I need those gifts.
I know, exactly.
Yeah, we never did that sort of thing.
So on this podcast, we talk about several reality dating shows, but focus primarily on The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, shows like The Bachelor are kind of notoriously overwhelmingly white.
Yes.
And obviously, you guys are an interracial couple. And
right.
You became kind of the central love story of this kind of juggernaut reality TV show.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, like, if that's something that either of you thought about while filming, or and how you've been conscious of that as the show has aired and you've seen the response.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, it was definitely something that I knew had to be addressed. I mean, being in an interracial relationship, we can't just ignore that because, I mean, it's something that's real and we live in a real world and it is what it is. So I wanted to really just live my life authentically. Like, I wanted to share my concerns. I wanted to talk about, like, what about our children? You know, my friends and peers, like, what will they think? This is new for me. Like, I've never done anything. And it's sad. I mean, we are in 2020.
Yeah.
So that really shouldn't be an issue, but it's real life. You know what I mean? So, I mean, watching it play out, it's amazing because so many people have been touched by our, you know, transparency in it and how we were honest with it and talking about real life things and how it could affect us in our life and our family. And a lot of women are really appreciative because, like you said, you don't see a lot of black women in reality TV, even on dating shows, being the object of affection or in the forefront or being admired or, you know, so a lot of people are happy and they're happy that it's not a stereotypical, like, catty, fight, loud, like, I'm a quirky, kind of nerdy, like, black girl, like, kind of awkward, too. So I think that it's great because a lot of people are seeing me and they feel like I'm representing a thing that wasn't there before.
Yeah,
so I'm really appreciative of that.
What are your thoughts on it, Cameron?
Well, I think for me, the main focus after we got engaged was focusing on our relationship working out. Mm-hmm. You know, the filming aspect of it, of course, it's there. But I realized that, you know, these are conversations that we need to have if we're going to have a successful marriage when everything, this stuff disappears, you know, the filming and all that. You know, we're still going to be married and we're going to have children. And we need to make sure that they're taken care of in the world and, you know, our family at large. So, you know, we had to have these conversations about, you know, parenting in a mixed relationship, you know, children who are mixed and you know, how they're going to be treated by society. What are other kids going to say to them at school? And how are we going to parent them when, you know, they being perceived as black are going to have different experiences than me as a white man.
Right.
So that was something that was critical for us to touch on. Mm-hmm. And it was critical for us to touch on it, not because of the show, but because
we were about to get
married.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think just as viewers, it was something that was awesome to watch actually be
so
addressed. Because again, a lot of these shows, it feels like, try to exist in this world where, like, there is no race. There are no political views.
And it's very real.
No, it's so
very real. Yeah.
When you're talking about partnership.
Oh, yeah. Lifelong partnership.
Yeah.
And kids. So I'm happy that, you know, Kinetic and Netflix really show that authentically. They didn't water it down. They let that be the real truth in what it was. So I really appreciate them for doing that.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely. Yep.
So how has life been since filming? Like, did you have to spend 18 months avoiding posting photos of each other on Instagram?
We did.
Trying to hide our rings and pictures. Like.
Right.
Yeah.
Hand covering, that type of thing.
It was actually nuts. Like, of course, our close family and friends knew, but you know, I had to keep my marriage a secret from some of my associates, my school friends, and that was
crazy.
Hard.
Yeah.
No posting pictures, no holiday stuff. Had to look like I was by myself. You know, just post the plate, not the family.
Right.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Like,
it was frustrating. Yeah.
So, it was kind of crazy.
Because you want to share, especially when you're in a happy relationship, you want to be able to share that, especially in our day and age.
Right. Yeah.
And we couldn't, and, you know, having to kind of feign being single or what have you. I mean, it's just frustrating when you're happily married and you want to be open about it and talk about it. And it was such an important experience for us in many ways.
Absolutely.
So. I can't even imagine, because even with The Bachelor, it's like 3 to 4 months of secrecy. This is like
a long time.
It was kind of a daily mental battle, you know, because we didn't know exactly when it was going to come out. And we tried not to think about it. You know, I think Lauren did a better job than I did of dealing with it.
Because if we would have became obsessed with it, it just would have been like torturous, you know? Yeah. So it's just like, okay, let's just take this time to focus on you and me and strengthening our relationship. And that way, you know, if it does come out or when it comes out, like, at least we'll be strong.
Yeah, because the secrecy aspect of it kind of bring on its own challenges in terms of just developing your marriage and all of that when you're trying to, you know, do that, but also hide the fact that you are together.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, those exes reach back out, hey, what you doing? Like, nothing with you. So it's just like, hey. You know, so it was definitely tough, for sure.
Yeah. It was tough.
It's over now, guys.
Yes, thank God.
So happy. Yeah, do you feel free?
Very free.
God, are you kidding me? Like, it's like a 2-year weight has been lifted off our shoulders.
Like, I have all these photos I still want to post.
Right.
Yes, I have a whole cache of pictures. Like, I'm just starting dropping them from a year ago.
The people are ready.
Yes.
The people are ready.
So excited.
Have you guys been surprised by kind of the intensity of the public reaction to the show?
Oh,
I feel like everyone's watching it.
Yeah.
It's really intense. I mean, at the time, again, we were just focused on our relationship, building it. We didn't think really about the reception of it. I think we were cognizant of the fact that we had these beautiful moments together and that, you know, reflecting on it, it is a unique show and experience. Mm-hmm. So we were cognizant of that, but not of how explosively popular it's been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like you hope when you're being yourself that the world will receive it well. But the fact that the world, like, is so excited by it and inspired by it is just like, wow, this is, it just feels like even more fate. Like, man, we're supposed to be together because we're inspiring so many people to think outside the box or retry love if they've been disappointed. And it's just like, man, our love is putting more love into the world. And that makes me feel like, yes.
And especially because we're not kind of the typical people that you might see on a reality program where we weren't like, you know, big over the top. I mean, Lauren's got a super bubbly personality.
A little quirky. But
we weren't
trying to be something that we're not.
Yeah.
Right.
I have to say, you're exactly how I thought you'd be.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah,
good.
It is funny, though, for you guys, it was so long since you filmed. How was it to watch it back and kind of relive your relationship after kind of being married for 18 months?
It literally, when I watch it, it takes me right back to that moment. It's like I'll feel the same emotions and I'll get emotional. So if I'm crying on TV, I'm probably crying sitting watching it at home or getting frustrated or like, man, I remember when that happened. So it's strange. It's almost like we just got married again. You know, because everyone's like, congratulations.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh.
You could finally be newlyweds.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's kind of cool. Your marriage had this, like, incubation period.
Yeah, it did.
In a way.
It did.
Yeah. But that being said, I mean, we've evolved so much as a couple together.
I'm sure.
You know, we've kind of picked up some aspects of each other. And I think one thing, when you fall in love with someone and you want to marry them, I think part of that is because you admire aspects about them that maybe you don't have. And for Lauren, you know, I really admire her just levity and how fun she is and funny. So, you know, that's something that I've tried to, well, not tried to, but just kind of
rubbed off on
embraced.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did see the reunion.
Awesome.
Uh-oh. And I just need to know what was going through both of your heads when Amber went after Jessica.
Your facial reaction.
Yeah, your facial expressions. You looked like you wanted to crawl out of your skin.
Right.
And slither away.
I cannot hide my face, guys. Like, my face is so reactionary.
Yeah.
So when she said that, I was just like, do they have security? Because it might be about to go down.
And
I was just like, they better not come over here and hit me by mistake, because I'm not trying to meet.
You're like, I'm glad I'm on the other side right
now.
Yeah,
but you know what? I saw Amber's face throughout the time when Jessica was talking, and I was like, if she says one wrong thing, Amber's about to go off.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, when she said the, you shiesty, whatever, I was like, okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a really long day after that, but I mean, it was great to see everyone.
Yeah.
Nonetheless. And
it seemed overall pretty positive.
Yeah.
I think
a lot of people got a lot of closure that they needed from a lot of people and got their feelings out.
Yeah, so. People had some things to air.
Clearly,
Well, you guys were, you're in this experiment. You know how taxing it could be.
Yeah.
But then, someone like Jessica has received a ton of criticism.
Right.
And awful, hate
it's
online.
Been bad. Bullying, yeah.
Yeah, do you find that, I find it unfair, but do you guys feel that way too? To see someone who you were a part of a cast with kind of have to suffer a little more than...
Absolutely.
It's super unfortunate, especially because being on a show like this, you have to be vulnerable, and even if you're trying to live your truth, if whatever Jessica did or said, hopefully that was her truth in the moment, and the fact that she bared that and unfortunately, the public reacts negatively, I could imagine that that could be hurtful, whatever growth she had to go through in that process or whatever she did in that time, that's kind of hurtful. I was just saying how I felt or doing this, and I'm being crucified for it. So it's unfortunate, but that's reality TV. It's you kind of open up your life to opinion, and you never know if it's going to be good or bad.
There's always someone ready to take that
criticism too far.
You had to just to parrot somewhat what Lauren said, the vulnerability was so high, the bar that you had to go to participate in the right way. I mean, to meet someone and fall for them, I mean, you had to put it all out there. And so I would, anyone who's listening, caution to against judging people for this. It's hard to really even, although we've talked a lot about it, it's hard to really know what the pods were like and the whole experience in general.
Yeah, we also learned that G and Damien are dating still, which was very exciting. A good twist.
Yeah.
Good twist.
Shocking.
Do you guys hang out with them? Have you kind of seen their relationship grow? Or?
Cameron was close with Damien.
Yeah, I talk to Damien, weekly. And, I think they've been working on it for some time. They have a very unique relationship, I'll say.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to pretend to
understand
the deeper workings of it.
If it works for y'all, then
I really hope they can work it out and that they are working it out now.
I hope they're happy.
Yeah, I think that's the main thing is we just want them to be happy,
right.
Whether, however it works out.
On the reunion, they seemed great. And it seems G has really explored their relationship more. She seems so much more mature about how they treat each other, how they talk to each other. They both seem that way, but it was nice.
I would definitely hope so. I mean, after a year and a half, hopefully, they both matured as individuals, but especially if they remained a couple, then as a couple too.
Mm-hmm. So who are you guys closest with currently from the cast? Is there anyone that you talk to a lot, see a lot beyond
probably Mark the most? Yeah. But like I said, friends with Damien too.
Mark's he's the best. Hey, Mark.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, we just want Mark to be happy.
I don't think he'll be single for a while.
He's happy.
There's a lot of women trying to soothe his broken heart.
Oh,
so
I'm sure the DMs are wild.
DMs are probably off the chain.
Also, I want to shout out to Kenny, who had a great final episode. Where even Kelly's mom was like, I love him.
That speech, I was like, man, he needs to run for a political office.
That was
amazing.
Really kept it together.
It was impressive.
But he revealed he has a new girlfriend and that this experience has helped him kind of, navigate that relationship and what he needs to do to be more
vulnerable.
Have
you met the new girlfriend?
We haven't yet. Love to if we get that opportunity.
Yeah. But I feel like this whole experience has to change you as a whole. Like, you can't be the same person that you were going into this, or especially not even a year and a half ago. Like, you just learn so much about yourself because you're trying to partner up with someone. It's like you can't properly do that unless you know you and you know what you want and who you are. So the whole process is just life changing, and it's amazing.
There's so much introspection going on throughout the whole process. And I, speaking on the guy's side, you know, you might have thought that there would have been some like competition or something like this, but if it was captured, it would have shown like these guys were, all of us were just talking about our emotions day in and day out when we weren't in the pod. So it was crazy to see, you know, you don't usually see that in your typical scenario, a bunch of men talking about how deeply they're falling for these different women. And so it was a beautiful thing. And we all came out of it, like Lauren said, changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So the people have spoken also. Uh-oh. And they want you to host season two. And we might need to get rid of the Wait, what is next for you guys, though? I know there's been like people want a spinoff. People want you to host. People want you to get a YouTube channel.
Right.
Well,
what do you guys want to do?
Out of all those things, we would love to do all of them. whoever's listening, they can make that happen. But you know, we're going to start with the YouTube.
Yeah.
So we'll start there and just kind of, you know, continue sharing our life and our story. And as for the rest, you know, we'll see.
I think one of the main things for me was beyond building our relationship, my favorite parts about the show was like in a quote unquote working together with Lauren every day, just being together and in our work life as well, in a sense. Mm-hmm. So I just want to continue doing projects with Lauren in any capacity, really.
Yeah.
And still being an AI scientist, like what?
I know, it's
AI
crazy.
Scientist.
Crazy stuff.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you guys so much for doing this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Truly a treat for
thank
us to get
you.
To meet
yes,
you.
Yes, likewise.
Yeah, I know, I enjoyed this. It was just like a relaxed conversation.
Oh, good. That's what we aim for.
Yeah, I love it.
And that's it for Here to Make Friends. Thanks to our guests, Lauren Speed and Cameron Hamilton, and our producers, Nick Offenberg and Sarah Patterson.
Please subscribe to Here to Make Friends wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss a moment of our Bachelor recaps and bonus episodes, and give us a 5-star rating and review.
You can also give us a follow on Facebook and Instagram at Here to Make Friends Pod.
And you can follow us individually on Instagram and Twitter. I'm at Lee Blickley and at Lee BZ.
And I'm at Emma Lady Rose.
We'll be back next week for the culmination of Pilot Pete's Bachelor journey.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.